leading Britain's conversation. Ben Kentish. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
12:35 the time. Neva is in Kenilworth is going to be next in our conversation about the menopause. First, let's get an update on what's going on stateside. It is Super Tuesday. Results starting to just trickle in when it comes to the Republican primary. 15 states voting for the Republican presidential candidate. Simon Marks joins us again, LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, early signs, we know it's going to happen. What should we look out for tonight beyond the fact that Donald Trump is going to sweep up?
Well, I think we've already now seen what we needed to look out for, because within the last few minutes, the broadcast networks here, Ben, have projected that Donald Trump is the winner in Virginia, just to the south of us here in Washington, D.C. They've counted 25% of the votes. And at the moment, Donald Trump has 64% to Nikki Haley's 34. That is absolutely in line with the opinion polls that have been taken in Virginia over the last many weeks. And Virginia was the only state where Nikki Haley was in with any kind of chance, any vague hope of winning. So if Donald Trump has won in Virginia, it means he is going to sweep the board tonight, which is very much as we expected. I think that removes any last lingering bits of tension from the evening that is just beginning to unfold here in the United States. And it absolutely means that we are hurtling now towards a rematch of the 2020 election between Joe Biden, who has also, of course, won in Virginia. The networks immediately declared that the second polls closed in Virginia. It's going to be a rematch between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. There will be millions of Americans for whom that is extremely disappointing news, but I think it was the inevitable outcome. And immediately questions will be asked of Nikki Haley. Is she going to continue in the race, losing state after state after state? What is the point of doing that? Does she have the money that will allow her to carry on doing that? Or by the time this evening or tomorrow, this evening ends or tomorrow dawns, will she have reached the conclusion that this is now a completely futile quest and that she should actually step aside and let Donald Trump get on with the business of attempting to defeat Joe Biden? But with that news that Donald Trump has taken Virginia, I mean, that's it, because now he's going to sweep the rest of the chessboard tonight.
Simon, I think you had a bit of Anthony Scaramucci on the program a little earlier. This sort of Stop Trump campaign that he was talking about, senior figures in the Republican Party establishment, people who in any normal time would have had quite a vast array of sort of sway and influence, coming together to try to stop Donald Trump becoming president. Is that what we're now going to see start to materialise, do you think? And is it going to have any impact at all?
I mean, I think he'll be lucky. I mean, I thought it was a fascinating interview, that one with Anthony Scaramucci. And let me just pause by saying that I heard your interview with Sebastian Gorka earlier. And the point at which Sebastian Gorka is going on the radio and saying that my analysis of the situation here is sound, I think means that my job here is over. I think I can hang the mic up tonight. Look, I think that you heard in those two interviews a study in contrast. Sebastian Gorka, the man who is absolutely all in for Trump, as he was in the presidential administration, a complete Make America Great Again loyalist, who is undoubtedly going to be rewarded with a senior position should Donald Trump win in November. And Anthony Scaramucci, a man who served in Donald Trump's first term, albeit for only 11 days, but who nonetheless, in the run-up to those 11 days, was an ardent supporter of Donald Trump and then regretted it and now is talking about this idea of, some kind of under-the-radar effort by never-Trump Republicans to derail the former president. The problem is they've tried it before. I mean, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney lost her job because she put her career on the line in order to basically lead or join Democrats in leading the congressional investigation into Donald Trump's supporters and their deadly riot on Capitol Hill on January the 6th, 2021. And what happened to her? She was immediately deselected by Republicans in Wyoming. So I don't know where Liz Cheney, Anthony Scaramucci, Nikki Haley, Mitt Romney, who of course is retiring as the Republican senator from Utah, a former Republican presidential standard bearer. I don't really know where they go. I mean, we know that Nikki Haley might be flirting with the idea of a third party bid. Certainly, Ms. Cheney has also suggested that she might at some point decide to try and get in the race if she concludes that that is what she needs to do in order to stop Donald Trump. But Donald Trump's dominance within this Republican Party is being established tonight. The only question that is outstanding is how many never Trump voters are there, and will they, as Mr. Scaramucci suggested in his interview to you, still be never Trump voters in October, or is Trump going to peel enough of them off to help him out this side of the election? Also, Ben, bear in mind that that New York Times poll that we saw over the weekend, which made terrible reading for the White House, showed Donald Trump 5 points ahead of Joe Biden. It also showed that 10% of voters who backed Joe Biden in 2020 have now moved across to Donald Trump, but that none of the voters who backed Donald Trump in 2020 have moved across to Joe Biden. And that kind of traffic is disastrous for the president's hopes of re-election.
Fascinating stuff, as always. Simon, thank you so much. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.